The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonacorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither Cetera Advisor Networks LLC nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready to talk about money? Welcome to your financial future, where you will get potential solutions to today's financial questions and ideas on how to take advantage of today's opportunities. Get ready to listen to two regular guys who happen to understand the use of money and how to help people retire comfortably, be mindful of taxation, and pass their wealth on to the next generation. Here are your hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonacorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonacorso. How you doing there, Michael?
Doug, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Hey, man, I'm doing a lot better than I was doing last week.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I couldn't even get through the introduction last week.
Yeah.
Remember?
Nah, whatever you had is certainly ripping around out there. I know quite a few people with that. You know, that whole head congestion thing?
Listen.
Non-COVID?
Yeah.
Happy to say.
100%. And, it was brutal, man.
Yeah.
It was brutal. Still got a little residual cough going on, but that's all right. You know, we can do that. And but I'm glad I'm feeling so much better, and I'm glad I'm feeling great going into the end of this year. Because I got to tell you something, Mike. When we go back and we look at this year, I mean, the market really felt like a roller coaster on Red Bull, for lack of a better way to put it, this year, right? I mean, we started out the year really strong, and then what happened? What took hold? And all of a sudden, boom, we got punched in the mouth with inflation. Boom, we got punched in the mouth with inflation. The Federal Reserve turned back and said, okay, inflation, you're hitting us. Boom, up interest rates. Boom, up interest rates, right? We kept getting it. So, you know, we took a breather in the market after the beginning of the year for, I'm going to say, probably a good 6 months we took a breather in the market. But then this last quarter, baby, you know, it turned around and the market is just, you know, rocked, and it's been very, very solid, and it's going to turn down. It's going to go in the books as a year for 2023 of outstanding market performance for the equity markets.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. You know, to me, my feeling on it, if we're going to reminisce here a little bit about the year, is more of the old time traditional market. And what I mean by that is, you know, so many times in a market, you'll see either a strong run, and you kind of scratch your head and say, wow, it's only the end of April, and make believe I'm saying market's up 15% this year.
Yep.
Can't keep going at this clip. Like, you know, we know we're not going to be up 45% at the end of the year. So you're almost waiting for the pullback, the correction. And sometimes you hear, oh, the market's correcting because it got too high, too lofty. And boy, it felt exactly like that. Like, we were doing really, really well end of July, and then boom, we had this big pullback. And then traditionally, after the pullback, if it's going to be a good year, it's going to run forward again. And it's exactly what it did. So to me, it felt more like old times, if you will, when it comes to the markets. And sometimes it works the opposite way too, right? You could start the year and saying, ugh, what a terrible January, what a terrible February, the market's off 6, 7, 8%. And then all of a sudden you say, it's April 30th, we fought our way back to even, you know, reboot the year. So, you know, but again, one thing I will say is, and I will agree with you, it was certainly a volatile year, that's for sure.
It was a volatile year, you know, to the point where the market performance didn't get a lot of the headlines in the news.
No.
At no point. And I think almost rightfully so, because I think that's kind of like a secondary to the issue that, you know, was out there. And listen, inflation was brutal, and it's still high, right? It's coming down. It's still high. But the year-over-year inflation numbers at the beginning of the year were astronomical. We were up in a 9%, you know, range, you know, some of the times. And then, you know, so that took front and center. And then the Federal Reserve, you know, increasing interest rates took front and center. And people were watching mortgage rates increase and, you know, the cost of borrowing money go up and go up and go up. But what we've always said, and we were big proponents of this year, is that that also created tremendous opportunity in interest rate seeking investors, right? If you're looking to get interest rate on your money, bank money, fixed income, that kind of stuff, it created opportunity there. Now, the problem is, and as it always is that people don't always know where to look for the opportunity. And then they're out there on their own, you know, own island out there trying to navigate the landscapes on their own. And they miss out on taking advantage of the opportunities while they're focused on the challenge that we're facing at the time.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, I mean, you know, Doug, it's just, you know, again, such a strange year because, you know, I like to say if you just basically, you know, if we got out of this the studio, the office, if you all were doing the show and we went down and did kind of man on the street and interviewed people and said what type of a year it was, a lot of them aren't even aware of how strong of a year it was. Now, I think a lot of that has to do with the August through October give back. So there's people waiting for their quarterly statements to come home and they just don't follow the market that close. And I have another theory too on the news, right? When the market's really running, it has to really, 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 really run to get news. When the market's falling, they're ready to go.
Oh, sure. Well,
they love their negative news. You know, market's down 8%. It's 10%. Maybe going, so-and-so said, maybe going to 20%. You don't hear so much on the other way.
Right. Yeah, listen, unfortunately, that's the state of our news. It always has been, right? Yeah. The negative sells. The news doesn't, you know, lead off when you turn on a 6 o'clock news, it never leads off with a good news story. It tells you about a house that's on fire or something of that nature, right?
Yeah, no, it's terrible, right?
It really is. And, you know, I remember at one point in time when a cable, you know, started coming out and cable news became, you know, was coming onto the forefront here, that somebody tried to start a good news network and it just didn't work. You know, it just didn't work, which is really a shame. Out there, you know, when you turn around and you think about it. But, you know, to hop back, Mike, to what I was referring to before about people not taking advantage of opportunities when they're focusing on, you know, something negative that's going on. And it was absolutely true. I mean, inflation was tough. I mean, very, very hard. And interest rates definitely went up and mortgage rates went up. And a lot of people were just paying attention to that. And our job is to sometimes say, hey, look what's going on over here, right? Look what's going on. Is there an opportunity being created right now? Just the same as, Mike, when the market goes down. When the market feels pressure, we always have to say, well, why is it feeling pressure right now? And, oh, by the way, is this now creating a good long-term opportunity for people out there? While the average person out there will be looking at the market and saying, oh, to your point, the news led off, the market's down. I'm like, oh, you know, oh no, oh no, oh no. And then all of a sudden, us on the other side, we're like, this is creating a tremendous opportunity for you for the long run. And I think that we're going to be paused, you know, well positioned and poised to take advantage of it.
Yeah, right. You know, Doug, right, you are. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, right? So you and I are always on here trying to tell people, do what's right, take the prudent steps, be prepared, you know, do all the things. And we don't talk market timing. We talk about some market results, obviously, right? We're saying it's been a good year. Markets really ran the whole deal. And there's times we have to report, oh, it's really, it was a bad month. It really took a beating or whatever. But at the end of the day, we're not ever telling you time the market.
No.
The message is, let's do the right things. Okay, let's take the prudent steps. Let's, you know what you own, why you own it, what's your risk tolerance, what's your time. You know, we're trying to get you to think and do all that. And we believe if you do that, that's the recipe for when, you know, the good times do come. You know, Doug, you say it a lot on the show. A lot of times how successful you are has to do with how much you don't lose during the bad times.
Sure. That's a given.
And a lot of that has to do with being prepared, doing the prudent steps and not leaving yourself exposed. And that doesn't mean, oh, you're not in the market. Because again, we're telling you, we're not timing the market, but we're telling you, take the prudent steps that need to be done, you know, in your investment profile and the management of your money.
That's 100%. And Mike, you know, what people have to understand and they have to realize is that this isn't just about numbers and charts. Where there's a lot of people out there that would like you to believe that this is just about numbers and charts. And it's not just about numbers and charts. It's about you as a person, you as a family. What are you looking to accomplish in your financial life? What is your overall financial scenario supposed to look like? And by doing that, setting up strategies and techniques to give you the best opportunities. It's not to say, okay, what we're going to do now is we're going to take all your money, we're going to put it in cash, we're going to wait for the market to go down 10%, and then at that point in time, we're going to try to time it and jump in. That's not it. What we believe in and our experience, and the good news for the listeners out there, is that we've been through some pretty good and some pretty rough times. So we're kind of seasoned here, right? We got some grizzle on us. There's no doubt about it. And the good news for the listener out there is that we can craft strategies and techniques to give you the best opportunities over a long term to accomplish a goal and objective, not just so much how fancy are you doing in the market and where are we today.
Yeah, you know, Doug, and the other thing too, since this being the, you know, the last show of the year, and we're kind of talking about results and year end and all that, and again, you know, here we go, right? So a couple ways when we talk to the listener out there, right? We get it. There's a psychological deal to this whole market investing type of thing, right? We talk about it all the time. People get a little crazy. People get too emotional in good times and bad. But then, as you always like to say, okay, so it's a good year. It's December 31st. Your life didn't change come January 1st,
right?
You need the money to pay, whether pay the mortgage, pay the rent, you know, whatever, buy food, have fun, whatever you do, you know, that's what's going to matter. And you need to be, you know, are you on course? Are you moving the right way on that? You know, and I think to me, it's a little bit of both. I think psychologically it helps people to see that, that things are good, or they get a good statement and they're feeling good, because rightfully so. Like we always say, you know, if you're getting that crazy and you can't put your head on the pillow at night because you're so much worrying about the market, you probably don't belong in the market, right? I mean, why would you let it affect your life to that extent?
Right.
You know, but I certainly agree with you. You know, are we doing the right things? Are the right steps in place? Are we acting prudently? Okay, so it turned out to be a good year. Hey, 2022 wasn't a good year.
Right.
Right?
In fact, it was a bad year.
Right. And it was the same, you know, our approach to it was the same thing. Okay, we got the prudent steps. We're doing everything. You're not ducking your head in the sand. You're ready for 2023. Lo and behold, 2023 snaps back nicely. What does 2024 brings?
So, you know, to your point there, Mike, which is excellent, is that I don't really care what the percentage number is on an annual year. You know that, right?
Yep.
Like, I'm a day-to-day guy. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, that's great. You know, we did well. But what I like to do, we have to have some sort of measuring sticks in place for how are we doing towards accomplishing our financial objectives. And I find that a calendar year is a good time for that. It's not so much checking out the horse race and how did the horses do. It's, all right, how did we do in our game? Did we win their game or did we lose our game? Did we improve our position towards our objectives, or did our position towards our objectives get weakened this year? And do we need to make changes going forward to try to improve on that or reduce exposures to potential risks or those kinds of things?
Yeah. And, you know, Doug, it's like we're saying now, right? So, you know, come December 31st, you look at the year, good year. You want to declare victory? Sure, why not, right? But you wake up the next day and you're back at it.
Right.
There is no off season. You know what I'm saying? It's not professional sports to say, we won the World Series, we're the champs now, it's over. You know, like, yeah, you know, next season starts. You know, it's real life. It's real financial life. It's bills, things happen, illnesses, marriages, kids leaving for college, somebody saying they decided to go to this school this year. Things are going to happen next day. Boom. You got to be ready and back at it.
100%. And that's where we want to, you know, remind you listeners and encourage you to allow us to help you in this journey here. It's hard to do on your own. It really, really is. And it's easy. One of the easiest things for an individual to do, I think, Mike, is to become unfocused on a goal or an objective. It's an easy thing to do, especially if a rough patch comes. But when you have a coach, that's what I'll refer to you and I as right now, a coach to help you along and get you to stay focused on it, or indeed do some of the behind-the-scenes work for you to help you stay on track, it makes it that much easier. Listen, if you go to the gym and you work with a trainer and you show up to the gym, do you expect the trainer to have the routine and what we're going to do that day planned out for you?
Sure.
Why else do you have the trainer?
Yeah.
Well, the same thing happens in your financial life. Right. We will help you by saying, this is the strategy and technique that we're going to do. This is how we're going to go about doing it. And if you do what we say, just like if you do what the trainer says, you have a significantly better chance of accomplishing those goals and objectives. And that's what it is at the end of the day. And that's what we do for people behind the scenes. You know, we've had a lot of conversations and discussions with existing clients, as we always do this time of year. Touch base, how you doing? And I've got some good stories that I want to tell, and I know you do as well, when we go forwards about things that we talk to people about and, you know, that kind of stuff. But what I want to do, if it's okay with you, is I want to take a break now. And when we come back, I just want to talk about helping people decide on maybe some objectives or some things that they want to do for next year. Sound good?
Let's do it.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what's important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air for 25 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us as we wrap up 2023 and a final show of the year here, and pretty excited about what 2024 has in store for us. But, Mike, one of the things that most people do, well, a lot of people, I guess I shouldn't say most, a lot of people do, is they set, for lack of a better way to call it, I hate the word, but they set goals for themselves for 2024, for a new year, if you will. And let's talk about that a little bit. You know, what are the challenges and obstacles that people face when they try to do that?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing I think we have to start with right at the, before we get into the financial underpinnings, goals in general. Most people fail at their goals.
Right. Why?
Tell
your opinion, I'll tell mine.
They're in their head, and they're not and there's no action taken with it. Okay, a lot of people, you know, I'm gonna stop doing this, or I'm gonna do that, or I'm gonna do this, and generally, they won't follow through with it. Okay, so they, you know, sounds good, kind of. Everybody's rebooting. It's a new year, time to get excited. Rightfully so, right? We should all, you know, have hopes and dreams. But at the end of the day, they don't take the right approach to succeed with that goal.
Okay. Yep, I agree with you on that. And I think that the biggest reason why is they don't ask for help.
Sure. That's
That is the biggest reason that most people do not accomplish the goal or idea that they set out in their head. They have a big goal, which is cool. It comes down to what we spoke about many times, Mike. Who, not how, right? People turn around and they'll say, this is my goal. And listen, weight loss is the easiest one for us to talk about, right? Because people think about that. So, and people will say, okay, I want to lose some weight. But they don't really know how to do it. Yeah, okay, I can promise you starving yourself's not going to do it. Right. It's just not. Like, right. We all know that. You can't slow your metabolism down and expect to lose weight. Your body goes into defense mode and it holds it. But how many people do that? Like, I'm just not going to eat. All right, well, that's not going to do you any good. But if you had somebody map out a plan for you, you say to yourself, this is what I want to do. How am I going to go about doing it? And they map out a plan for you, and they check in with you. That's going to give you a much better opportunity. And I don't care what the goal is of accomplishing it.
Yeah, and listen, right, so let's say on weight loss, right, because the weight loss centers have been around forever and have made a fortune off of all of us. Okay?
Right.
And the reason why is because it's the who, not how, right? As you like to say. And it's the accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's like, I'm on a diet. I'm doing it on my own. You know, yeah, you jump on the scale. I know the weight loss centers like to say, well, you'll come every Friday and get weighed in.
Right.
That you do this week. And if you're able to stick to that, there's accountability that's just been developed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I got to be there. I got to go. I'm getting results. Now, they're going to coach you. They're going to help you along the way. They're going to try to tell you, do this, don't do that, eat this, you know, all that type of stuff. Same thing with the gym. Doug, I'm going to join the gym. I'm going to start going to the gym. Well,
right.
Maybe I go the first 3 weeks and then I'm done. Chances are, if I have a personal trainer and I meet my trainer 2 times a week, every Tuesday, Thursday after work, I'm probably going to succeed or get more results with the plan that person puts in place for me, you know, besides me trying to do it on my own.
Right. Well, you hit it on the head, Mike. It's kind of accountability, but the one thing that I hate about that word is it's a big word. It sounds like a big commitment, right?
Yeah.
But you know what else also works is that, use the gym for an example, if you have somebody who you go and you work out with,
mm-hmm.
right? You and I say, okay, well, let's go to the gym together.
Yeah.
And you don't feel like going today. And I'm like, we're going, dude. Get your stuff. We're going, right? But if you were left on your own, you wouldn't go that day.
Right.
Well, the same thing holds true in all the other areas. So what we want to do is we want to encourage you. Now, obviously, Mike and I are specific to the financial world, right? So we want you to think of some ideas of things that you would like to accomplish and write them down. And then when you write them down, I want you to give us a call and say, can we schedule a time so I can go over my financial goals or objectives for this year and see if there's a way that you guys can help me accomplish that? That's pretty simple. And by having us come in and work with you on that, I like your chances.
Why don't we talk about some of the things that people may be writing down?
Okay. So first of all is probably the biggie for a lot of people, you know, is retirement income. Right? Retirement's on everybody's mind. We all have that objective at some point in time to be financially secure so that we can just pull the trigger.
I want to take it back one step. I think the first point is retirement. And then to be able to accomplish that, you need retirement income, right? I think most people think like, I want to retire.
Right.
I'm sick of this. I'm not doing this anymore. You know, this is my final year. Okay.
Yeah. But even if it's not your final year, right? Even if it's, you know, I got to start to work towards this here. Like, that's a really common objective mm-hmm. for the people, the demographics who listen to our radio show. So what are you going to do to get closer to that? Now, I know that, you know, you can say, okay, how's my 401k doing? How's my IRA doing? How's my saying? That's fine. Mm-hmm. But that's probably not a strategy and a plan, right? That's just an observation, if you will.
Yeah.
What are you doing and what's the strategy and the plan that's put together for you? What's the roadmap towards financial health that's put together for you to get you there?
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do with you. And then Mike, there's going to be people who are already retired and they're like, okay, well, I'm kind of here now. You know, I'm kind of at the gym, but I don't have a clue as to what to do.
Right.
Right. So I'm just going to wing it here.
Yeah.
And I see somebody's on a treadmill over there. Let me go walk on a treadmill a little bit. Wait a second. How do I operate this thing? Right. Don't even know how to operate it.
Yeah, no, that's true. Another goal objective may be I want to improve my cash flow.
Yeah.
Okay. So how does that, you know, then we get into the sub points underneath it. Well, how do I improve my cash flow? Everything from, you know, we'll say expenses to improving investment results. And that could be earning more money on interest at the bank. That could be to your investment accounts. That's probably another objective some people are saying, or a goal, if you will, saying I want to improve my cash flow this year.
Right. You know, I want to reduce my debt.
Yeah.
You know, how am I going to go about reducing my debt? Do I have a strategy in place for that? There's a whole bunch of things. How about estate planning, Mike, inheritance planning? It's pretty neglected. A lot of you out there, you know, you don't want to think about it. Nobody wants to think about their mortality, right? But what's going to happen to your stuff when you're not here anymore?
Well, Doug, I can guarantee you this, is that there's probably folks out there that, you know, after a good year, good run up in the market, they're maybe looking at their investments and they're really successful and they're saying, turning to their spouse saying, you know what, we have quite a bit of money here. You know,
right.
when you add it all, the home, maybe the homes, you know, plural, the investment accounts, the bank money. And, you know, we need to do something. We need to make sure that this is going to go in the right hands when we're not here anymore. How our wishes are going to be carried out.
Right. And it's not going to be decimated in taxation when it goes down to the next generation. And the next generation is going to have Doug and Mike to talk to follow. Because, folks, just think about it for a second. I want you all to just, this is kind of a crummy thought, but I think it's an important thing to think about. If you were to pass away today, what level of confidence do you have that on their own, your children are going to be able to handle the amount of money that is going to be given to them?
Yeah, well said. Well, listen, you can start right from the top. Settling the estate, knowing what to do, the who, you know, who do they turn to?
Right.
Right? To when they actually receive the money, or are they going to be able to
handle it,
survive and handle under this newfound wealth? I mean, I know it sounds great. I know people are probably saying, well, how can that be a bad thing? Each one of my kids is getting $500,000. How can that be bad? Watch what you ask for.
Well, right. What's your confidence level in that they're going to appropriately handle those funds that you worked your lifetime to accumulate? You know, when you didn't feel good and you went to work and you still socked your money into your 401k or your retirement plan and all that stuff, the sacrifices that you made along the way to develop this wealth that you're, by the way, the largest amount of wealth is getting transferred from generation to generation ever as we speak right now.
Sure.
Now, is that wealth going to be handled properly or is it going to be misappropriated and squandered? I don't know, but what I do know from our experience is that when people have a strategy and a plan set up with us and their children know about us, the chances of success, I think, go up dramatically when the assets are transferred to the next generation.
Yeah, you know, Doug, even ourselves, when we sit down with our clients and you know, planning and doing that, it's always a lot smoother when it's a family deal and they're on board. You know what I'm saying? And it's not this unknown that's out there. You
right.
know, we encourage that, but we understand sometimes there's families that can't do it that way,
mm-hmm.
you know, for different various reasons. And that's another thing. We've heard all the reasons. So, you know, you never have to be embarrassed in front of us.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
You
Please.
Know what I'm saying? It's yeah. you know, nothing can shock you or I anymore. You know what I'm saying at this point?
Yeah, and you know something, Mike, is that I know you keep referring to the ease and the smoothness of the transition, which is important, and I think that we bring a lot of value and a lot of unfortunate experience in that area, because when I say unfortunate experiences, I mean we've had our fair share of clients pass away over the years and help the transition of the funds to the next generation, and then in many circumstances worked with that next generation on, you know, their wealth accumulation and stuff like that. And that's really important. I worry about even after that's done. You know, there's a lot of financial immaturity out there in the world these days. And, you know, there's a lot of kids that will inherit some dollars and left to their own, you know, device. They're going to squander that. They're going to make a bad decision.
Doug, on two fronts. Folks are worried about their money being squandered. And then there's folks that are concerned about, they know the child needs to be taken care of, and this has to be there for that person to carry them out, because they know there's some issues there, you know, for whatever reason.
Well, that's a good point, and that brings up, Mike, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you just triggered in my head, is that there's a lot of people out there who have special needs children that aren't doing the appropriate planning.
Correct.
Now, listen, that's a very specific area to work with people in, because if you have a special needs child, not only do you have to make sure that they continue to receive the assistance that they're entitled to from the government and all those programs, but you also want to make sure that they're financially taken care of. And while you want to make sure they're financially taken care of, if you don't do that part properly, you can disqualify them from the government programs. So it's really something that has to be set up properly so that they can still somewhat receive the benefits of the inheritance that they're receiving from you, yet not get disqualified from these government programs. And that really requires some special planning. And, you know, folks, we do work in that area. So there's a whole bunch of stuff. And inheritance planning for leaving behind is equally as important to inheritance receiving. Because, folks, I'm telling you, we see it all the time. We watch. Here's another scenario I'll give that we see. There are times when some people have multiple children, and let's just say in a scenario they have three children. Two children stay on board and work with us, and one child doesn't. One child claims to know what they're doing, and they go and off on their own. There's been more than too many times where we've heard a story from the other two people that we're working with. Yeah, they, you know, their money's gone. They squandered it. They, you know, and like, well, you know, that's unfortunate. Nothing we can do about it now.
Doug, you know, I can't tell you how many times, like you said, this year we had numerous estates that needed to be settled. Seemed like more than usual. But how many times we'll sit down, and even people that are in to listen to us or work with us, and they'll say, okay, I'm getting this, and I'm going to take a portion and go do that. And you and I cringe and say, no, don't do that.
Right.
You know, you just triggered all kinds of taxes.
Right.
I know on the surface that seems like the right thing to do, but trust me, it's not. And then we break it down and say, this is how you got to do it. Oh, okay, you know, type of thing. So, you know, even under the best of circumstances and the most willingest people coming in and settle this for me and do this, you know, and help me, sometimes their thoughts are not accurate, you know, because again, it's a newfound wealth and they think, well, do this to do that. And that's not the logical way.
Right. And Mike, I'll give you an example of something that we've discussed with people in the past, is that when they inherit some money, I want to pay off my mortgage.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's talk about that before you go and do it. How much do you owe on the mortgage? Make up a number. I owe $200,000. All right. So if we take the $200,000 and we pay off the mortgage, we don't have the $200,000 anymore. Okay. You don't. It's not a liquid asset anymore. It's now in your house. But how about this? Let's consider something here. How many years you got left on that mortgage? Make up a number. 6. How about if we take that $200,000 and we make it into an asset to provide you with income to make the mortgage payment?
Yeah.
So this way, you still have your $200,000 liquid money, and you make your mortgage payment. Because another thing with that, and that's a great scenario. That's a good setup for people. But here's another scenario, is that people will say, okay, well, I'm going to take the money. I'm going to pay off the mortgage. And then I'm going to resave that money again to replenish that account. So what I was paying on a mortgage, I'm going to give back to you to put into my investment account. Probably not the best scenario. You're going to find a reason it's some way along the line to not make that contribution. And it's going to take you 6 years to get that $200,000 back up again.
Right.
Right?
No.
You know, so that's an example.
Yeah. Yeah. No, these are just some of the, you know, issues.
Yep.
Okay. When it comes to estate planning or receiving or, you know, giving. I mean, I think it's important to point out, as you did, you know, estate planning has two ends to it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a giving and a receiving, you know, and both ends are critical to the process.
Right. And unfortunately, we see a lot of the mistakes happen on the receiving end.
All the time.
Right. All right. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
At Wealth Management Group, we will guide you through a one-hour informative experience where you will walk out with a better understanding of your current financial situation, a strategy or plan that you may not have had before, and a feeling of confidence that you have taken a step toward your goals and freedom from wondering, all by investing just an hour of your time. Many people who have gone through our process have realized a sense of ease and clarity like they may not have had before. At Wealth Management Group, we have a process that provides individual financial programs customized for each client because you are not all the same and should have your own strategy, not a strategy that is the same as 1,000 other people. We have offices in Clark, Parsippany, Martinsville, and Toms River to suit your needs. We observe and respect all protocols in order to keep everyone safe and healthy. Or if you wish, we can have our meeting on the phone or video. So we invite you to invest an hour of your time to go through our informational experience with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show and come out after with something you didn't have before. The first step is simple. Just give us a call now at 855-262-3722 to get a date on our schedule. That number again is 855-262-3722 to take the initial step toward a sound financial future. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. We look forward to your call.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and glad you're investing some of your time here as we wrap up 2023 and get geared up and excited for 2024. But, you know, we haven't been taking time off around the office, Mike, and we've been talking with clients and meeting with clients. And, you know, now we're into the part of the show where I know a lot of people like, and we like it as well. It's what have you been up to lately? So why don't you kick it off?
Yeah, no, Doug, it's been busy and active, and you know, we get it. There's a lot of people that are available during this time of year because they're taking time off from work, et cetera, so on. And, you know, I'm just going to touch on one and existing client that's been with us almost from the beginning, you know, I'm going to say that long. And comes in every year, the Christmas week, to see me for her annual review, and through the years and through the process, got her son on board, and it's just everything what we just kind of talked about, you know, earlier about sitting down and just reviewing and going through our goals, and if something needs to be fixed, it gets fixed, and if it doesn't, it doesn't have to, right? Don't fix something that's not broke, but the process of, you know, when she's gone someday and money being left, it's just, it's the way to do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's funny that we're talking about all that. And I'm like, I just had one of those this week. And it's a client that's, you know, been with us forever and kind of sticks to the guide, if you will, you know what I'm saying, of what needs to be done, doesn't deviate. And it's all worked out beautiful through the years, and it's going to work out, you know, hopefully very long time from now someday when she's not here anymore. You know what I'm saying? That,
yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah. No, that's, you know, you're 100% correct. And it's funny because, like you said, you know, often what we talk to people about during the week precipitates what we're going to talk about on the radio show.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, it always comes down to
I got
to
cut you off. How many times we're in a meeting and a person says, I know you'll be talking to me about this week on the show, like that this came up, right? I know you're going to cover me this week.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. So, you know, we're talking about inheritance and all that stuff. And what, you know, prompted me to think, let's talk about it on the show this week, is I had an appointment this week with two sisters whose mother unfortunately passed away earlier in the year. And we've been working to settle the estate and get the assets over. Now, it's just your typical family, two daughters who are very different people in life, Okay. The one daughter is an attorney by trade. The other daughter is a school teacher. All right. And the one daughter and her husband, you know, successful, you know, saved money. The other daughter didn't really, you know, just was you know, a good teacher, but never really made a lot of money. And so what's happening here is that the one sister and her husband, it's adding to their wealth. Okay. The other sister, it created wealth. There's a difference right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The one sister and her husband, this money added to their wealth. The other sister, this created her wealth. She's very overwhelmed in the meeting, right? And I'm just like, I understand. I get it. This is all new to you. She's just like, I don't want to make a mistake.
Yeah. I mean, it's, but you know, hats off, kudos to her, that realizing that she needed help and
right.
and coming along with the sister, you know what I'm saying? And I would feel the same way, you know what
right.
I'm saying? I mean, you know, I talk about it all the time. Give me a project that I'm overwhelmed with, and I feel the same way. Oh, I don't want to make a mistake. Am I doing this the right way? It's almost like measure three times before you cut, you know? So I get it, but again, it's the who.
Right, and it's real. My point is that it's real. And it's just in every family, children are different.
Oh, Doug, when it comes to inheritance, how many times do we see that? I get it. I'm inheriting, but I really don't need it. It's just, you know, we're super fine. And then there's another child that needs it. It's going to create wealth for them. Parents sit down with us all the time and say, well, my one daughter is great. Now her and her husband, they have it nailed. They, you know, my son's the one that's certainly going to need to do something with this money and do the right thing with it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's real life and it really is, you know, happening out there, and it's, you know, it's very, very good. Now in that meeting, also had another conversation with the daughter and the husband who've been working with us for a lot of years, and they're in their late 50s now and talk about retirement. And so the conversation went like this. Hey, do you remember, Doug, one of the times when we got together and you said to us, what's your retirement going to look like? You know, and it's referring to the retire on purpose, strategy that we walk through, you know, people through. And I said, you know, don't forget, this is your sphere of people. He goes, you don't realize how many times we bring that up to each other. And say, what is our retirement going to look like? Yeah. And they said, they personally know people who go into retirement with no plan, no strategy. What are they going to do? Okay, I just don't go to work anymore. And then they become very, very bored. So what I wanted to, you know, just remind people is that let us walk through that process with you. We do it with our clients all the time. Hey, what's your retirement going to look like? It's so important.
Absolutely. I mean, Doug, when you think about it, right? I mean, I guess if you just said, if somebody came and tapped me on the shoulder right now and said, Mike, you can retire tomorrow. I guess one sense I'd be relieved of, I don't have to work,
right.
Stress, all that. But shortly after that little celebration in my mind, what am I doing tomorrow morning when I wake up?
Right.
You know,
now tomorrow morning.
I've been doing the same, you know, same habit, same thing. Day after day, year, month after month, year after year.
Right.
You know how many calendars that's been?
A lot. Right? I mean, seriously. And it's you could pull it off for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but right? Still, you Doug, I mean, if you woke up, I mean, you know, you ever hit a Saturday and you have nothing to do? Yeah.
Listen, I tell you this story.
You can only watch College Game Day for so long.
I tell you this story, right? And I know that you went through it in your life as well, is the biggest kick in my rear end on Saturday mornings for me was when both my children decided they weren't playing recreation basketball anymore.
Yeah.
And the reason being is not only because they always, you know, were busy and stuff doing, I coached both their teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now I went from not only running around and coaching these teams to, now what am I doing on Saturday
mornings? Doug, I always said that, right? You know, I did baseball, and it was, you know,
right.
March 1st to basically July 31st with, you know, travel teams and all that. And I remember hitting, like, August 1st and having just, like, almost like retiring and having a sense of relief of not all over the place schedule, all that. But then also kind of crashing and burning a little bit, if you will, and feeling like a little bit of depressed of like, okay, that's over. You know, like almost like I got to get this going into another gear now.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's the exact same thing. And, you know, I'm still actively involved in coaching, like with my daughter's softball and everything. And now to, you know, to that point, like we're going to start working out in January, but we haven't done anything since, you know, the end of October. I'm kind of antsy. What are you laughing for?
No, that's part of the habit. You got to get it going. You know, it's something to do. It's that time of year. Let's go. I know. I've been there. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm laughing. But what do you have when you retire? Let's take it back to retirement. What's going to be your travel softball team? You know, like what are you going to be doing? What's your thing? Because, you know, the lawn only needs to be cut so many times and, you know, and the floor only needs to be vacuumed, you know.
Right.
You know, what are you doing with yourself?
No doubt about it. So where we're going with this is that we have a program that we walk our clients through who would like to go through it with us about helping you envision and realize and develop what your retirement is going to look like to prevent from those days of boredom, get you through the sugar rush, because everybody's got a sugar rush when they retire. Woohoo, I'm retired, right? I don't have to go. You know, I'm not locked into that anymore. And the sugar rush is over. Now what?
Can I release a little dirty secret about retirement?
Sure.
How many people, after they retire and they're in this process and we visit back with them or review with them, say, oh, by the way, I started working again, doing a little something.
Yeah.
That's fine, too. That's great. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, awesome.
You know, so you got the pressure off, the pressure cooker, the job that you killed yourself at, and now you're going to work and socializing and you know, it's not, we know it's not the money because they're set up. They have plenty of money coming through the sale. It's, guess what? It's called social. It's work social. You know what I'm saying? It's getting out and seeing people and having a goal. You know, I got to get up and, you know, take a shower and get over to the place by 11 o'clock in the morning. It's putting you on a track.
Talked to one of my clients a couple of weeks ago who retired about a year or so ago and just was over the moon thrilled. I don't even know if I told you this. Got a job. What are you doing? I'm bartending 2 days a week at the local place, lunch shift.
Yeah.
Lunch shift.
That's called something to do. Socializing.
Well, that's it.
Shooting the breeze, if you will. You
right.
Know?
He goes, people come, they come and they sit at the bar. You know, it's a hamburger and pizza kind of, you know, joint. He goes, I talk to them. I have somebody to talk to. It's also, he goes, I make myself about $100 in cash, you know, each day for tips, you know, plus what he gets paid, and I'm happy.
Doug, I want to make a point. Folks, if we even began to tell you the type of jobs that our retirees have gone back and taken.
Oh, yeah.
You'd almost be shocked, but they stumble into them or they do it for different reasons. You know what I'm saying? So you it doesn't need to be, well, you know, I did marketing for a living, so I need to go find a marketing job. No. People are out there just doing whatever.
You know what one of my clients is doing? I think I told you this. I think we talked about it on a radio show. Cutting grass at a golf course now.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's great.
He goes, it's awesome. I get there. I'm always an early riser. I get there early. It's all set up. They just tell me what to go cut. You know, I don't have to adjust the height of the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Go cut the rough. Go cut the fairway. You know, whatever. They teach you how to do it. Look, guy's tan. He's happy.
No, it's so, you know, that's part of retirement, though, Doug. And it's like, what are you going to be doing? And I know we every year we harp that and we try to get our clients mentally sound, not just physically sound. And I think someday when you get there, if you're not there yet, you know, you're not retired, when you get there, you'll know what we mean by that. You'll be saying, those guys said that forever.
Right. Oh, no doubt about it. You know, and it's just really cool. You know, I'm glad you brought up the topic of thinking about what some of our retired clients are doing now with their time. I got a retired client who teaches kids how to fish at a fishing camp in the summertime.
Why not?
He loves it.
Yeah.
He loves it. He goes, different kids every week. We go out, and they teach them how to surf fish. Because we go out, it's a half day, each day I'm right out on the beach. I got 6 or 8 kids each week, and we learn how to surf fish.
That's another thing, right? People come to us, you know, for our expertise and finances, and we love what we do. But I got to tell you, Doug, through the years talking with people and meeting people and hearing what they do and how things get done, It's always fascinated me. Almost like, wow, I wish I was doing that. I wish I could do that. Well, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you that that passes through my mind.
Well, you know what our job is, Mike? Mike, our job is to do our job so that they can go and do those things.
How many?
Like, to do the things to pass time where the income from that is not critical to their lifestyle.
How many times you or I come back to the office after meeting a new client and tell the other guy, You know what this guy does? You know how cool this is?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, 100%. No, yes, no doubt about it, you know? And it's just awesome, and it's so fun to see. And that's what we want to try to bring to the equation for you, is to help you get to that point by, we'll do our heavy lifting behind the scenes. Our heavy lifting is making sure that your money's working hard for you, consistent with your goals and objectives, and to make sure that, you know, those deposits happen however often you want them into your checking account on a monthly basis, so that you've got the cash flow to do whatever you want to do, and to, oh, by the way, find yourself a little fun stuff to do on the side.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, do I got a minute here on the side?
Yeah.
You know, it's another thing as we're winding down the year, and I'm kind of thinking in my mind, what were the hot topics this year? And I know probably way too much. I kept saying the interest rates, you should be earning something on your fixed safe money. Come on, this. And I talked a lot about long-term care, what we saw, the various cases, and how people should at least look into it and try to get it. And I'm just sitting here now saying, what does 2024 bring? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, what's going to happen along the way? Like, I don't think last year at this time I was like, oh, it's going to be this and this, you know? It's just, it's amazing how the year will develop and how things will take place, right? And it's just interesting. I mean, I was just sitting here thinking about that. Like, I wonder what's going to be the issues of 2024 in the financial world.
Yeah. No, it's going to be, listen, they're going to be there. We don't know what they are. There is going to be, I can almost promise you this. There will be obstacles. There will be opportunities. There will be periods of melancholy. It's all going to come. There's going to be pain. There's going to be joy. Listen, we got a presidential election coming up this year. As if that's not going to be enough.
We should almost make an agreement. We can't start talking about that till August, right?
Well, we'll be the only ones on the planet.
At least give us an 8-month break on that one. But,
right.
This show is about educating people.
Right.
Okay. And bringing an awareness. And through the years, Doug, I look back, remember, and things that you and I don't even do for a living. Telling people, you have to get a will drafted.
Right.
The tax clauses, the estate tax. Right now, you could be looking at a tax. You need to sit down with a professional, you know, an attorney, and do some estate planning, and you know, refinancing of when interest rates dropped. Right. Telling people, yeah, we get it. You know, you might have refinanced from 8 to 5, but you can get 3.75 now, that type of stuff. So there always seems to be an awareness that needs to be brought forward, you know, and that's, you know, I guess that's our little pledge that we'll do. You know, if it's there, we're going to say it. Don't worry.
Any personal goals or objectives you're going to throw out there for this year?
No, not really, Doug. Just, you know, I mean, you know, just more of the same, doing more of the same, really. There's nothing that's, you know, overly... You know,
right.
Of course, I always watch the weight. That's been a lifetime battle. You know, I think that's every year's goal.
Yeah.
And to exercise, you know, as much as I could, go for those walks in the park like those little things.
For
you know.
Several years now, you've been very good at that, going for your walks and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, same with me. Much of the same. Actually, I will tell you one thing that I'm going to work on. You'll laugh. Everybody's going to laugh. I need to hit a more consistent draw on a golf ball.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
That's
your passion. That's what you do.
You want
to get better at what your fun is.
Yeah. I don't want to make the goals aren't all about, you know, losing weight or doing that. No. Nope. I gotta hit a more consistent draw on my golf ball.
No.
You know? Anyway. And just continue to build Wealth Management Group with good quality clients and you make good decisions for people and you know, make good decisions for the organization. Go ahead.
That's a great point, Doug, is that another year ticks by, and for our existing clients, it's like another year we've been together. And I mentioned somebody before that has been with us for over 20-some-odd years, you know what I'm saying? And it's like another it's nice, you know, for everybody that's with us to say we're another year that much longer together and working together. And by the way, I want to say thank you to all our clients.
Yeah.
Without them, I get it. You and I are nobodies.
Right.
Okay. We're not doing this. So I want to say thank you to them and how important they are for those who are listening out there. We truly, truly appreciate you.
Listen, we've accomplished what we've accomplished in our lives because people have trusted us, Mike.
Yeah.
You know, and without that, you know, and without that. And listen, I think we've done a good job of respecting and, you know, honoring that trust. I think, you know, we've done a really good job for our clients along the way. I think we've earned, you know, a lot of that. That's for sure. But, you know, for a lot of people, it's the initial step of saying, OK, you know, I trust these guys and, you know, listen to their advice and their guidance. That's a big step for a lot of people. And don't think for one second we don't understand or realize that. That's another reason why we never pressure people.
Yeah. And then the other thing, too, Doug, as far as rolling forward to next year, you and I have to make the commitment and try to have more events, more dinners,
yep.
more nights of education, more nights of being out there and letting people that are listening come meet us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Always get a kick out of it. And they say, you sound exactly the way you do on the radio.
Right.
I'm the same guy. I hope so. Right?
I always get a kick out of it when they go to me, that guy Mike really does have a face for radio, doesn't he? We love doing this show. I mean, really, really have. 28 years or so. I don't even remember how many years we're on the air now. You know, it's a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of New Year's. A lot of times we've been saying have a happy New Year to everybody out there, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You think about that?
Yeah.
You know, so that is going to wrap the show up for this year. Thank you to everybody who has listened and is a loyal and dedicated listener. To those of you who are maybe catching us for the first time, hey, welcome aboard. You know, we'd love for you to continue to listen to the show. And, you know, if we can be of assistance to you or help in your financial life, don't ever hesitate to pick up the phone and give us a call. That's what we want to do.
Absolutely. So happy New Year to everyone.
That's it. We're going to wrap it up. We'll talk to you next year. Bye-bye, everybody.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cetera Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for information purposes only and are not necessarily those of Cetera. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.